This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan for a series of conversation from the Gov 2.0 conference. Joining me now is Brian Sivak. He is the Chief Technology Officer for the District of Columbia. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
So how does Government 2.0 manifest itself in the district?
Well, in many different ways. In 2004, we actually started the first open data program where we actually started putting information online for citizens and actually for internal use as well. So I'd say that's probably the main piece of it, the biggest way that we've actually put information out there for people. But open government is much, much more than that. It's about really opening ourselves up to the public and to the things that people want to communicate with us about. So, for example, maybe we put an issue up online for people to comment on and actually get feedback into the democratic process. Maybe it's something very simple like putting data up about, or a website up about, where snowplows have traversed the city during a major snow event.
And we had two of those major snow events. How did that work out this year?
That was fantastic. I think we did a phenomenal job. 48 inches of snow in about a 24 to 48 hour period is a lot of snow for anywhere in the world, let alone Washington, D.C. And given the amount of resources that we had available to us and the ability or the way that we were able to take advantage of that, the data that we have coming in, we were able to attack the problem pretty well. So a great example. We have GPS units on our snowplows that allow us to see exactly where they are at any time and also the status of that snowplow. So is the plow up or down? Is the machine sanding at any given time? And you can go online to actually see a track of where that plow was and what it was doing. Now, the neat thing is that we were able to take 311 service request information, people actually calling up and saying, hey, my street hasn't been plowed in 10 hours, I need to get it plowed. We could actually layer that information on top of the live snowplow feed and actually direct resources from Snow Command depending on where the biggest need was.
So if I'm a small town in Kansas somewhere saying, okay, look, first of all, I don't get that much snow, but how do I roll out all of these layers of data and how do I make it the most useful to my community? How do I even figure out what my community really wants information on?
Well, I would start by saying, thinking about this in a general sense, any information that we have as a government, as a jurisdiction, is going to be interesting to somebody out there. There are going to be some data sets that are much, much higher value than others. So for example, service requests. Everybody wants to know, you know, where the potholes are, where the trash pickup requests are, how long these things take to fill, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they want to be able to submit them easily so that they can get those problems solved. Crime data is another big one, right? Those are the two data sets that everybody wants to see. But then you get into things like permitting and licensing data. Then you get into things like geographical information that exists from all over the government. So there are plenty of different data sets out there. Now then the question is, how do we go about enabling this stuff? And this is actually something that we're working on right now. The story is pretty simple. Ever since I started in this job, I've had conversations with my peers on the state and local level, CIOs on the federal level, and the crazy thing is that we're all working on exactly the same stuff. From a little geocoder application that, you know, basically tells you where you are on the planet to a much larger Medicaid management information system, which can cost $100 million to build. We're all doing the same stuff. So what we're doing right now is actually setting up an organization that's designed to actually take all of this input, all of the code, all of the documentation, all of the configuration, all of the legal frameworks, and put it into this organization that any jurisdiction can actually just pull from and have an instantly supported, essentially what we're calling a civic stack of technology.
And how long is that going to take to roll out? And is that the sort of next big thing, is trying to kind of eliminate some of these redundancies that municipalities around the country, they're all kind of, as you said, they're working their own sort of clock cycles and processing cycles on this stuff.
That's exactly right, and it's a huge issue these days, just because the costs associated with all of these things are much higher than they should be. And you know, given the current revenue and fiscal situation, the more we can do to actually bring these costs down, the better. So essentially, what we're saying is that over the next, I would say roughly 18 months, 16 to 18 months, we're going to be incubating this within the district government, but developing it as an externally focused organization. We're starting immediately with certain pieces of code and legal frameworks and documentation, all part of it. And over time, we will continue to build this up into the civic stack of software. Hopefully bring the private sector in to get them involved. If you think about it this way, if we have a civic stack of software and we can encourage the private sector to form support organizations so that when I pick up the phone when something breaks, I have somebody to call to fix it. If we can do all that, we've got a huge winner idea here.
All right. Brian Sivak, the Chief Technology Officer from the District of Columbia, thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
I'm Hari Srinivasan. This is from the Gov 2.0 conference on The Rundown. Stay with us.